Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
February on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wake up, rise, and shine for most of you. Sometimes it's early in the morning when this program is heard. Sometimes it's what we call morning drive, and other times mid-mornings or across the day. I know some stations that carry this program in the evening. No matter, we are here to discuss the things that are relatively to really important. Sometimes they're relative. It's a relatively easy conversational thing to describe. Actually, over the weekend, we have pretty much every week an overview of the top 10 talk topics according to Talkers Magazine, and we ask you to tell us what you think number one is. They've told you what they think. The battle against ISIS, they say, is number one conversationally. They are busy, and so is Kenny, overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the programs and the hosts and the stations and all that sort of thing. But is that number one with you? Is that the most important thing this week that happened conversationally, the battle against ISIS? Also, in the top ten, the court stay of the Obama amnesty order, the presidential prospects as they line up to raise money. Number three, European anti-Semitism. That's something that we haven't talked much about this week, Kenny. Rise in amp. And this is something that's been going on ever since World War II, ever since the Nazi era. Actually, you can go back centuries, millennia. There's always been this undercurrent around the world of people who don't like Jewish people. The rest of the world doesn't like. And I think most of it, from my experience anyway, because I grew up in a family. I'm the son of a man who was a clothing salesperson, and he was the only goy. Goy equals Christian in a business. They called it the rag business. All kinds of team of terms that apply. But most of the people that I was exposed to in my father's business were Jewish, and as a result of that, I think developed some sort of cultural affinity. Many of the ladies that I've been friendly with over the years have been Jewish. I don't know what the preference was, because they don't make dinner. So, excuse me, that's a joke. Remember the sign on the refrigerator? What Jewish women do best is make reservations for dinner. Anyway, that may be chuckleable or not. The approval rating. When I saw that, the approval rating thing, I wondered who the heck they've been talking to. I don't hear anybody. I'm not talking about on the radio, but in the circle of friends or people that I know and I'm close to, I can't tell you, other than my daughter and her husband, that there's anybody that I know, honestly, really, that thinks Obama is doing a good job. Yet this approval rating suggests that 50% of those who have been polled think there's something good about what the president is doing. I don't know. What about your circle of friends, Kenny? Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Jennifer not here in this hour of Good Day. What
well,
do you hear?
I have a lot of lefty friends, not as severe as Roberta.
No.
But I have a lot of lefty friends who like a lot of what Obama has done.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see that his approval rating is like better than twice what the approval rating for Congress is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and given the fact that they're all the same in the same peapod, in essence, yeah. All right, so that's number five, the snowy winter weather. For me, that's the number one issue, or the number one item, the number one discussable conversational topic, because the weather affects so much of what's in my world, even though I'm not in that world right now because I'm on the West Coast. But normally when I'm on the East Coast on my farm, the weather has a tremendous impact and has. I've had to stop milking. My dairy farm is closed. The cows are gone. The store that we had is gone. We're spending all of our time just trying to keep the remaining cows warm and alive. Had a cow die yesterday basically was frozen. And the temperature on the farm yesterday was minus 34 degrees when the fellas arrived for work around 4 o'clock. That was, and the cows, even though they're all huddled together and they're sleeping in an area that's protected and they have ground cover, they just can't, some of them, their immune system isn't strong enough. It takes one whopper of an immune system. And the fact that we've only really lost one or two cows over the past 2 or 3 weeks is really amazing. The average daytime temperature on the farm for the past 3 weeks is 14 degrees. That's for 3 weeks.
Wow.
So you take that into consideration, and the fact that there's another 3 or 4 days in the forecast before this is going to break. I've got guys working on the roofs of buildings today to get the snow off before the snow-rain combination comes this weekend, because there are going to be a lot of roofs that will go crashing through this with the weight of the water if is not clear. We have an operation going on in our community, and they've run out of places to dump the snow, so I let them come to the farm and dump it in the pastures, all these buildings that are being cleaned off, because most of them are flat roofs. So if you don't have a really new building, these things are very susceptible to a lot of damage, and I mean a lot of damage. Last year, remember about this time, many of you who were listening to the program heard us talk about one of the roofs that collapsed at the farm because of the weight of the snow last year. Well, this year, in some places, we have 4 times as much snow as was the problem last year. 4 times. We have on the level out in the pastures, there are some areas that are 9 feet deep. You can't possibly navigate. We've had one guy 24 hours a day and a machine just working to clear the pastures open for the animals to be able to get to where the feed is. And you can't sustain that. There are 6 dairy farmers in Massachusetts that I know in New Hampshire who are going out of business because they didn't have the staying power. And frankly, I didn't either, to keep the operation going. You just can't keep the animals alive. You can't get the feed to them. I remember last year when the snow sort of hit quickly in the plains, you saw pictures of hundreds of cattle that died because they couldn't get to feed, they couldn't get to water, because the snow was so deep across several states. And that's, in essence, what's happening on a lot of the dairy farm. Just can't keep up with it. And never mind dairy farms, anybody's raising cattle for anything, or horses, they got to protect them. So that's the story, the sidebar story for the winter weather. Brian Williams is in the 6th position on the countdown. Situation in Ukraine, 7. Let's see, the Academy Awards, number 8. NBA and Sports Talk Radio wrap-up things there this week on the poll. Tell us what you think is number 1. Happy to have you do that for us. 14 after the hour, more for you, so you can see how you fit in with other people who are listening to the program. Kenny's going to do an overview of what you're saying, News Talk focus as far as our social media is concerned, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny's got that overview for us in a matter of moments here on the Good Day program.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down by brunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
The poll yesterday, by the way, at DougSteffen.com, the Oscars coming up on Sunday, what movie do you think is going to win? The preference in our listenership, Kenny, American Sniper, 57% thought that ought to win the Academy Award for Best Picture. I saw it. I don't know that I think it's the best picture of the year. But now that I think about it, I can't tell you that I think there were a lot of good pictures this past year. There's so much garbage there. But they're a weak second, The Theory of Everything. That was a story about Hawkins, right? Stephen Hawkins, if
yeah.
I remember correctly, right? Birdman came in third in our preferential poll. Grand Budapest Hotel, which was a weird movie, came in fourth. Selma, fifth. See how the others show. Whiplash. So they're all weak. The preference of our audience is for American Sniper. So let's see how that shakes out. Neil Patrick Harris is the host. He ought to do a pretty good job. He's good at that sort of thing. Speaking of doing a good job, Kenny does a great job of putting together a lot of the items that we discuss, the details behind it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Also, during the course of the program, he's monitoring what your comments are. Social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So as we go back to the top 10 topics this week, what sort of representative samplings do you have from our listeners about any or all of those things, Kenny?
Well, how about the Oscars first?
Mm-hmm.
Eric says, American Sniper should win, but knowing the liberals who make those decisions, it will probably be Selma.
Huh. Because the story about the fate of the march in Selma and what Martin Luther King was doing, that's the liberals. That kind of thinking I just don't grab onto. I really don't. I don't even begin to understand how it is that people are that blind. That's just blind. All right, anyway, go ahead, Kenny.
Robert says, does anybody really care about the Oscars? It's just Hollywood patting itself on the back.
That's a question. It's entertainment for a couple of hours. See all those people that are stars in the same room. You could have seen that at Saturday Night Live. If you watched the panning at the end of the people in the audience, it was the same group that probably will be in. It really was. Did you watch that? Did you see the panning of the audience at the end? I saw a video of who was there. It was everybody, every A-lister you could possibly imagine was there. All right, what else have you got?
Jake says, American Sniper was a great movie. It showed the hardships between married couples with one spouse in the military. It showed the sacrifices soldiers make being pawns of big government. And the heroes are the ones that never make it back home alive. Those are the real heroes, and American Sniper should win.
Okay. That's a point. All right, what else?
Some comments about the weather. You sent me a picture yesterday, posted on Facebook.com/Good Day Show of the farm. And Jay says, it's -6 with a 10-mile wind, which brings that down to -12. It's cold in Virginia, and they're calling for more snow.
That's Virginia, folks, not Massachusetts. That's Virginia, the Mason-Dixon line. What else?
Jerry says, it's been an unbelievable winter this year. I sure don't think this global warming thing is much of a threat after all.
Well, global warming, see, people always misunderstand that global warming doesn't necessarily apply to the temperature being warmer. It means that the fluctuations are different. If you look back, my son and I were talking about this last night. The last 4 years, there have been radical changes in the weather, at least in the Northeast and around many parts of the northern climes, and not only in our country, but in Europe. Europe has had. I remember when my daughter was in school in England, I used to go over there once a month for 7 years in the wintertime, and we mowed the lawn. Yeah, it never went below freezing, and that's not the case now. So, yeah, lots of changes, and who knows what the cause is. 21 after the hour. This is a good day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Some of the important number one songs over the past three decades or so. We start with a representation from this week in 1982 when the Jay Giles Band had the number one song, Centerfold. And then we move to the number one song from this week in 1984 when Culture Club was number one with Karma Chameleon. Remember this? Come on, who doesn't remember this? 1997 was the year during this week. Spice Girls, number one with Wanna Be. Let's squeeze back down to the 70s. Number one during this week in 1972. Harry Nilsson's Without You. Tough stuff, isn't it? Captain and Tennille were number one during this week in 1980.
Do that to me one more time. Once it's never enough with a man like you.
Let's see, Right Said Fred. Number one during this week, 1992, was the year I'm too sexy.
My shirt's so sexy, yeah. And I am too sexy.
Okay. Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Number one during this week, 1977, Blinded by the Light.
Runner in the night, blinded by the light.
1988, Exposé. Seasons Change. I don't remember this song at all, Kenny.
Yeah, I'm figuring that.
All right, speaking of hits, let's go to last night's late night monologues and have a couple of chuckles, starting courtesy of Conan O'Brien.
During his speech on national security, Jeb Bush mispronounced Boko Haram and got confused between Iran and Iraq. Yeah, when reached for comment, his brother George W. said, he sure sounds presidentiary to me.
There has been a lot of controversy about that. Now, this week, that was one of the things we were talking about in the overview of the top 10, the presidential prospects. A lot of people were taking shots at Jeb Bush because he didn't sound too presidential, but he walked away from whoever he was visiting with $4.2 million as pledges for his presidential campaign. So apparently the people who are his supporters don't care much about what he knows and doesn't know. It's just, he's Jeb Bush. If he can't do it, nobody can. Here's Jimmy Fallon, also with a focus on Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush gave a big speech on national security yesterday, and he had a pretty rough time. Yeah, he accidentally said that ISIS had 200,000 men instead of 20,000. Big mistake. And he mispronounced the name of the terrorist group, Boko Haram. Yeah. So if history has taught us anything, Jeb is well on his way to winning the White House.
Isn't it funny how the, well, maybe it isn't, they bring it on themselves. The old man, who was my favorite of the, I didn't really care for George Bush at all, frankly, but I did like his father. I liked the Daddy Bush. I thought he was pretty good. Voted for him, in fact, enthusiastically in 1988, but did not vote for him. I voted for the Libertarian candidate in 1992, and since 1992, I haven't voted for anybody who won. But George Bush, the father, there was always a certain feel about him that he was really authentic. But when, you know, the old, I read my lips, no new taxes, and then in the last year of his presidency, raised the taxes on several different things, I thought, you know what, that's not what you, that, at some point in time, you got to hold these people accountable for what they say and they promise. I mean, look at the disaster we have today. And the fact that 50, I mean, talk about something laughable, that according to the polls this week, or at least a couple of them, Obama has almost a 50% approval rating. The guy screws up everything pretty much. This is my read on it. But in comparison to the Bush people and Clinton and any of the more recent presidents before George Bush, the son, or Obama, these people look like geniuses. But, you know, I mean, what we have to make for choices is look at the end, look around. Jeb Bush, hello. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Tory Clark and Joe Connison. Coming right up, is it a problem for democracy that the Koch family alone will be spending more than both parties combined?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Joe Connison and Tory Clark. It was just disclosed that the Koch brothers, worth $80 billion, will be spending $1 billion in the current political cycle. Doesn't that create a big problem for an American democracy based on one person, one vote?
Well, history is filled with families and individuals who had huge outsized influence. But I'm going to be careful with the word influence, because there are plenty of people like Tom Steyer who can raise and spend millions and millions and millions of dollars. But I look at this very practically. And if a lot of Democrats want to make the elections about the Koch brothers, then a lot of Republicans are going to be happy.
The thing about the Koch brothers is their interests are very clear. They are making tons of money by destroying the planet, and they want to keep doing that.
You talk about oil and gas.
Yes, oil and gas, and they don't want any regulation that would arrest climate change. The fact is, Koch brothers provide a very good fundraising foil for Democrats. People, you know, send out mailings. They send them to my readers quite a lot, saying the Koch brothers are getting ready to spend $900 million. Don't you think you should give to the DCCC or whatever it is?
They're not yet at the Herbert Hoover level for Democrats.
Right.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Joe Connison and Tory Clark.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 33 at the hour. It's Friday, Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny Kessler and I reviewing with you, and you can review with us at 888-302-3684 what your focus is on some of the items that are associated with conversation on the radio, trying to get to the facts of the latest Snowden leak, Kenny. Government hacking. Apparently, what we haven't known, this is, how long has this been going on? 2 years, right? The Snowden thing, or longer than that? How long is...
I think he took off running, wasn't it about a year ago?
Was it? I thought it was more than that.
Because like, Russia only said he could stay there for a year.
Ah, and he's still there. Where's he going to go after that? You think they'll make an exception?
I think that's why he's surfaced again now, because he's trying to be relevant and trying to find somewhere to go.
How much stuff does he have in his treasure trove of opportunity? This latest leak details government hacking. The information says or suggests that the governments, our government and other governments, are spying on mobile phones around the world. Spying on mobile phones. how much infrastructure. This is, I don't, you know, I'm getting to the point where you kind of almost expect it, and it doesn't really meter what I say on my phone. You know, every once in a while I say, hi, I'm talking to somebody on the phone. But under the circumstances, think about how much infrastructure it takes and how much it costs. Never mind the legal ramifications, the infringements on personal rights that basically shred the Constitution, but the infrastructure, what it costs to have all that technology, whether it's in Langley or Colorado Springs, wherever it is, or overseas, the amount of data being kept, the amount of surveillance. You know, we used to laugh about the old UNIVAC computers. Do you remember, Kenny, the big UNIVAC computers used to take a whole floor of a building when they were first being used? If you went to the headquarters, let's say, of IBM, a pretty good example because it's a technology company, and you went to like the 12th floor of the building in New York, the whole floor was all a computer and aimed at being able to support what the computer needs were for the other 11 floors in the building that were actually headquarters for IBM. Now, all of that, what you took a floor to cover before, it now is on somebody's desk. That's how things have changed. But even having that knowledge, if you're spying on, if you're listening to every mobile phone that there is in the world, there are 300 million of them, I think, in America, one for every man, woman, and child. And around the world, there have to be billions of mobile phones. Wouldn't you say? A couple of billion anyway?
Probably.
How are we monitoring all that?
We're not.
And why are we doing it? We're not.
We're not. We have the this says that they have the ability to.
Yeah. Okay.
But there's no way they would have the manpower to.
Nah. I'm reminded of the scene from one of the movies where there was the movies, or was it a television show? I'm trying to remember where these two kids are monitoring the comings and goings of, you know, I'm thinking now it's The Good Wife, but I don't remember the movie. I remember just them monitoring what was going on, and they're picking up every little detail about certain things that these group of people. I wish I could remember the name of the movie. Somebody remembers it, 888-302-3684. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so more government hacking, more government abilities to spy on you. How do you feel about that? I don't like it, even if they aren't listening. I don't like them having the... Well, they say it's for your protection. That's like going through the line at the airport when the lady tells me when I'm complaining about the foolishness that goes on. Yeah, this, I'll never forget this. This woman looked at me, the rudest, crudest thing, and she looked and said, "It's for your protection, man." And I looked at it and I said, "No, it's not." "Yes, it is. What do you mean? You arguing with me?" "Yep, I'm arguing with you. Because this is your job is useless and needless, and nothing that gets done here is of any help or any use to anybody."
"Well, what do you mean by that?"
Yeah, that's. I think what I said is pretty expressive, thanks. What do you not understand about you're a waste of time? Anyway, that's a little harsh, but that's what they sort of... They're better, they're softer and gentler now, but does that mean if they are softer and gentler, they're not really doing their jobs? What is their job anyway? To protect us from ISIS and Al-Qaeda and anybody else that would have their way with us? The latest from the Islamic State, by the way, there is a spring offensive planned, apparently, to get after these guys. The operation to retake some of the cities. There are 25,000 Iraqi troops that have been trained by Americans in this coalition, and they're going to do it. You know what? I'll believe that when I see it. You? What in the world do we... These guys are the ones that throw their guns down before, right, when ISIS came the first time. So what, do we got tougher guys now? Or they feel like there's more American hardware so they can do the job? It's just that all of this talk is annoying, frankly.
I just saw this comment on Twitter, and I was wondering the same thing. Matt says, a senior U.S. official says Iraqi forces will attempt to retake Mosul from ISIS in April or May. Mm-hmm. Will U.S. ground troops be used, and why on earth are they publicizing this?
Yeah, why are you going to tell everybody that's what you're going to do? Huh? That was what was going on.
That.
Yeah, in Vietnam, remember, it's sort of that's when the leaks began. Certainly when we were in Iraq, everybody knew what was going on. And the news media would underscore it, making it even more of an obvious problem. Speaking of problems, the superbug. Da-da-da-dun. The superbug outbreak. A couple of patients here in Los Angeles at UCLA Medical Center. The outbreak was caused by two medical scopes that carried the bacteria even after they were disinfected in the lab. The super bug had become embedded in the scopes themselves. That's what the officials say at UCLA. So now the FDA is warning that this could happen elsewhere. Seven people have been identified as having the infection from this superbug, and they got it during a special endoscopic procedure. 100 more may have been exposed. So you know what this procedure is. This is when they're sticking a tube down, in this case, your throat, but the same thing happens when they stick a tube up your butt. If you're, you know, that's how you get your colonoscopy. And the endoscopy is... Now, I had one of those, was it last year about this time, when I was so sick with whatever the heck it was that I got. And this is how these things, they get into the, was there a rubber seal or something around the little camera? But no matter what, oof. Think about that when you go into the hospital. And the thing, is this a MRSA kind of a, I think this is a MRSA kind of a bug. MRSA is almost impossible to get rid of. And a lot of people, they go in the hospital if they have open wounds. Whoa! Look out below for that. In a moment, the latest on the Vegas road rage case. What a crazy, crazy situation that is. We'll have it for you next year in Conversation on Good Day.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Let Aldi help your family eat fresh, better-for-you meals without breaking the bank. Registered dietitian Elizabeth Ward has some tips.
The Aldi Advisory Council is a group of registered dietitians that believes shopping smarter at the grocery store makes it easier to put healthy meals on the table at home. At Aldi, you can stock up on affordable, high-quality, fresh produce, fresh cuts of meat, Simply Nature organic products, and Live G-free, gluten-free foods, all while saving up to 50% over other traditional grocers.
Eat healthy, easily, and conveniently.
Pack your pantry with essentials from Aldi like Live G-free gluten-free wraps, Fit and Active oven roasted turkey breast, and Simply Nature organic baby spinach for a fresh midday meal. You don't have to sacrifice great taste for healthy eats. With fresh ingredients, cooking at home can be easy, fun, and cost-friendly.
Find more healthy and delicious family-friendly recipes at Aldi.us. Savings based upon a price comparison of comparable products sold at leading national retail grocery stores.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fabulous.
have. It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
15 before the hour. Doug, Stephan, Jen is doing something with her local program in L.A. I don't know what that's all about, but she's not here. And so Kenny and I have it on our shoulders to bring you up to date on a lot of this conversation. The situation in Las Vegas, the police there identified the suspect who was arrested yesterday in connection with this road rage incident that ended up taking the life of a woman. The victim's husband told reporters the family knew the suspect and, in fact, had tried to help him. The police arrested Eric Nausch, I believe is how you pronounce his name, Kenny, N-O-W-S-C-H, 19 years old, at a house that was a block away from where this woman, Tammy Myers, lived. Myers' visibility they apparently had quite a conversational relationship, the two of them. Husband was standing nearby when the arrest was made. This is something, when you get right down to it, another one of these cases, it seems anyway on the surface, here's somebody who had a problem and it wasn't recognized by family and friends. There seems to be more to the killing of this woman. She knew this kid, and they talked at a park near their homes. She apparently gave him money, fed him, tried to influence him because he was not well, what's the most positive way? He was a little off the mark. Is that a nice positive way of saying he was a little nutty? Or there was something about him, and he was a bad, not well-adjusted kid. So she was trying to help him, and that's basically the root of this. I don't understand how the road rage plays into it, though. What am I missing in the story, Kenny?
I don't know.
Yeah, her it just seems the police revealed that Ms. Myers and her son got into a car to look for a driver. She'd been teaching her son or daughter how to drive in a parking lot of a school, and somehow or other this kid they'd helped was involved in. It seems very confusing to me, but what the bottom line is one more angry kid doing something that was pretty horrible. And just there's so much of this. People are so angry today. What in the hell is everybody so mad about? What are you so angry about? What is there that makes people this kind of angry that you'll go get a gun or you'll take some weapon? I'm not talking about necessarily just the thing in Las Vegas, but just people are so angry and they want to get even. And they don't think about the consequences. This kid will go to jail for probably most of the rest of his life. And so what does he have to show for it? Are people's lives that meaningless? What are we, and in a sense, I wonder if we aren't teaching people this through the news media. When you talk about all the beheadings, you talk about all of the slayings and killings, or even if you're not focused on the news, look at every single damnable movie that comes down the pike. Look at these violent video games. Look at the horrors around us. It's everywhere. So what do you expect is going to be the outcome of this with impressionable young minds, teenagers, who are looking at these videos and it's all supposedly cartoon violence? Or you look at some of the movies. I was appalled when I sat in the theater the other day looking at the trailers for the upcoming movies. They're horrible. This Transformer kills hundreds of people, you know, for what? How is that entertaining? What am I missing here?
I don't get the entertainment of it, but I think that's got to be something deeper than that, because Canada and England have all of these games and all these movies too, and they don't have these kind of problems.
Yeah, well, the rest of the so-called civilized world, well, is it because we have so many guns or too much weaponry? When you don't use a gun, you use a car as a weapon. There are all kinds of weapons that can be used. It's just we have this something here that's dramatically wrong. And I mean, that's a simplistic statement, but seems to be appropriate. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Good. Let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Kenny and I have Tech Talk for you. In addition to Kenny and I and what may be going on that we can talk about, the presence of Shelley Palmer is always a positive one. Here today is going to talk with you about a Facebook feature for what to do with your account, your Facebook account, when you pass on. So if you're ready to kick the bucket, you better pay attention to this up next here on Good Day.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. Woo! And where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her. Yeah! Like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, what will happen to your Facebook account after you die? It may not seem important, but a new feature on Facebook lets you designate a friend as your legacy contact to manage your account after you pass on. Making someone your legacy contact gives them control of certain parts of your page after you die, and also gives them the option to delete your account altogether. This isn't the first time Facebook has gotten involved in the subject of death. Last year, it added a feature that turned a page into a memorial after Facebook had verified that the person had passed away. Legacy contacts are the next step, as those people can maintain your page by pinning posts, responding to friend requests, and even downloading an archive of your photos and posts. Facebook says it wants to make it clear which accounts are memorials and give friends and family a way to easily manage a loved one's account. If you want to preserve your Facebook account forever, you can designate your legacy contact in Facebook security settings today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, neighbor. Ace's 20% off store-wide sale is this Saturday only. So stop by your neighborhood Ace to get 20% off almost anything store-wide that you can fit in your bag. From paint to birdseed to light bulbs. It's our way of saying thanks for being great neighbors. Offer good at participating Ace stores only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details. One bag per customer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Know how!
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Other news from the world of technology. I don't think there's a day go by that there isn't something from Apple. Apparently, virtual reality is going to be part of the Apple iPhone's future now that they have been awarded. Apple's got a patent, Richie, allowing the phone to be coupled with a headset for augmented virtual reality displays. How the heck is that going to work?
Basically, you see what is on the phone directly in your in your goggles that you're wearing.
There you go. Facebook.
And by the way, that's where all of Apple's money is all of their patents. I mean, they own thousands of patents.
That's the value of the company.
Right.
Yeah. Facebook and Google teaming up, it looks like. They are each aimed at trying to make the Internet more widely available, not only here in our country, but around the globe. Zuckerberg from Facebook said he's willing to team up with Google on that cause. Isn't that interesting? Do we really think that they're competitors? Facebook seems to have one mission, although now they're expanding, and Google another mission. So why would they be referred to as competitors?
A lot of people don't leave Facebook now because they're getting all of their news and information right there on Facebook instead of having to go to Google.
Okay.
And Google has Google Plus, too.
Right.
Which is like Facebook. I don't belong to Google Plus. Do you guys belong? Are you on Google Plus?
No, not a lot of people do, but the power of Google Plus is it shows up in the search results. A lot of people like Google Plus because Google owns the search world, and if you want SEO, engine optimization, you should be there.
Several mobile applications, including Air, offer users the option of streaming online everything their smartphones see. You understand the significance of this? This service builds on the appeal of immediacy, which is common to most other mobile apps, but privacy questions remain, it would seem.
Most phones I can stream to my TV. I mean, I can watch all my YouTube stuff on my TVs and play. My son plays games from his iPad on our TV. So, it's flying through the air, and if somebody can encrypt it
with the greatest of ease, as it were. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan at your service and on your side. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to alkavision.com.